Yeah. And we're back.
Yeah.
Okay, special guest.
The most special guest.
Listeners and watchers, we brought on the most requested guest.
The man.
To the Ned Declassified Podcast Survival Guide. Yes. Let's welcome Coconut Head himself, Rob Pinkston.
Yay!
Yes.
I'm really arguably the most requested.
Yes, yes, you are. When you are an integral. Whenever
when we say who should we bring on the pod, it's
Coconut Head. Coco, yeah, Cabeza de Coco.
And outside of anybody else asking about them, it's you. No, you are an integral part.
Am I him?
Yeah,
you're
him.
Him.
Yep.
He
you are him.
It's him. Him.
It's Timothy. It's Timothy.
And now you get to enter this strange vortex that I'm starting to refer to in my mind as the Ned's Declassified Regression Survival Guide.
Yeah.
Which is spiraling. Us reverting right back to the energy we were.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. Yep, yep. Yo.
That's all you did on the show the entire time.
Pretty much like just poop, poop, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. Couple lines here and there.
Yeah.
Every time the cameras cut, it was just like.
Pretty much. Yeah.
What they don't know is that the show is the most civilized part of what happened there.
Yeah.
We don't actually know how to speak English.
No, not at all. No.
We just sound like things.
Yep.
It's actually so true. The fun that gets out on the show is just, that's like the tip of the iceberg. Oh, that's the most civilized, most contained our set ever was, when we're saying lines.
Yeah. Oh, boy, and now we're here just no script?
No script.
No script.
We can't free ball.
Panicking.
Absolute chaos. Yeah.
Hey, Rob, what has your life been like for 20 years after Ned's?
Hey, Devin.
Fill us up real quick, you know?
Yep.
Okay, well, boy. It's weird because, like, for everybody that's watching, like, we just saw each other for the first time, like, moments ago.
Yeah. Moments.
And it's been years.
Yeah.
Years. It is so trippy to be around with you guys right now.
I know. I love that beard, man.
Thank you. I like your beard. Your beard is like a work of art. I mean, this is like... This is like shrubbery.
I almost feel like shrubbery. I'm going to get Edge out of this podcast.
Yeah, could I get some beard love too and we'll just leave Lindsay out of it?
What the fuck, you guys?
We like things about you too, right? What do you like about her, Rob? 20 years, man.
She ate some peanuts earlier. That was pretty cool.
She did.
That was cool, Lindsay.
You know, I too like peanuts.
It was pretty great, right?
It was great.
Yeah.
It's strange, isn't it?
It is strange. So I guess going back to what you were saying about where I've been, to like the long and short of it, I guess, after Ned's, continued the acting for a bit, kind of went into some other acting roles, ended up working behind the scenes. I actually went to film school.
Yeah, I remember.
I did go to film school, so I kind of dropped out of acting for about 3 years while I went full-time school. It was kind of training me to be behind the scenes, went behind the scenes, worked at a production company. From there, I went to Disney. From Disney, I went freelance, and I started going all over the place. I worked a lot with, like, Fortnite for a while, which was really awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was working at the Fortnite World Cup in New York, which was, like, the craziest thing.
Wow.
And then, yeah, now I work a lot with Riot Games, and we have a season of VCT Americas, which is the Valorant, like, competitive league in America.
Whoa.
In North America, South America, Brazil, everything. It's wild. It's basically
I'm so
like
about it.
It's nerd central.
Yeah,
I love that game. I'm so into it.
But like on a sport level.
I know all the words you're like. I know every like thing that you're referring to. But I'm just like in awe, just because Rob is like doing something that like I don't know, like that you really like, right?
And totally.
And it was such a part of like growing up with you. Whenever gaming, we would come over, you know, you would be gaming. Do you remember? Yeah. Do you remember the Ann Luna incident?
Aunt Luna.
Wow, I didn't know we were going straight to that.
We're going straight
to Aunt Luna. That's one of my favorite things ever.
Please tell us from your
point. Okay, so remember World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Okay, we were all playing World of Warcraft for like a second. And basically, I was in an early World of Warcraft, like 40-man dungeon. So it's 40 people get together. They coordinate every week, like Thursday night, no matter what time zone you live in, and we live all over the planet, people are like making time out of their lives to do this dungeon. And I'm over at our mutual friend Chris's house, and we're getting kind of drunk. And Lindsay does not give an absolute flying shit about this game. Like, oh, sorry, can we swear on this?
Yes.
Because I already did it.
You did it now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so Lindsay doesn't give a shit, and she's just getting progressively more drunk, which is making her more bold
oh, no.
moment by moment. And I'm like,
part of the story. Yeah.
And I'm like, weird. I'm like aggressively like focusing on the game. Like I'm drinking with them, but I'm like, guys, like this is hard. Like 40 people have to conquer this, you know, monster.
Yeah.
And at one point, we had this this guild leader named Ann Luna, who was this like Filipino woman, and she was probably like 20 years our senior. Like she was much older than us. Like had children.
She's our age. She was our age.
It clearly meant something to her.
Yeah. And so she had this very thick like Filipino accent, and she would always be like, you know, yelling at us like, you guys need to stay in line and like do this stuff. So at one point, Lindsay gets on the headset, and she's like, "Hey, Ann Luna. Fuck you." And it's like a voice that has not been on the comms for like four hours.
Yeah.
Or ever, really. Yeah. And San Luna is immediately like, it's like a dead silence. Everybody, it's a bunch of nerds, right? Yeah. We're all like socially awkward. So this like aggressive statement comes out and everybody shuts up. And it's like 40 people just get dead silence. Like, hear a pin drop. And then Luna's like, who was that?
Oh, no.
Okay, everyone, I am tracking your IPs. I'm going to find out where you live. Yeah. And she goes like on a rant about it. She's like, I know who you are. I know who said it. And she's like, it's,
dang.
And I can't. So Lindsay is just like, it's making me hot just thinking about it.
Yeah. It was so freaking good. But basically,
I'm just like,
it was a legendary moment.
I don't even know, you
moment.
Guys. I'm just like,
yeesh. Did she send like some police to your house or anything? How did, she was bluffing.
Yeah, she sticks the international police.
Yeah, the SWAT shows up, kicks your door down. Yeah.
No, thankfully, she did not have the ability to track our IPs through World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, that's not a thing.
No.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's only in the movies.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, besides production stuff, I've been DJing and making music.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't know. Pinky.
DJ
Pinky.
Dude, yeah, I love that logo,
Pinky
man.
Pinks, thank you.
Pinky logo.
But funny enough, full circle, Pinky was a nickname that was given to me by Carly, who played Missy Meany on the show.
And
you, actually. Both of you.
So that's where
Carly
Pinky
started saying
from?
It, but then you Pinky. Kind of followed suit, and then it just kind of stuck.
Pinky.
Nice. Yeah, then like the parents
Pinky
started
Pinky
calling
just
me that.
Got stuck in there.
Just got...
Right in there.
It's actually very small and agile.
Nice. Yeah, nice.
Fits in a lot of places.
Gets the job done.
Kids, just nice. That's a tip from me.
A tip. That's great.
Yeah. Right. Just a tip. Use the right finger and it'll feel better.
Not the left.
Right.
Yeah.
I love this. I loved seeing that you got into DJing and like seeing your posting about it. And do you go out and like play live?
I do. Yeah. I haven't recently, only because I've been so involved with all the Valorant video game stuff.
Yeah.
I've been traveling a lot with them internationally. So like in February, I spent the entire month of February in Ireland working on that. So it's kind of hard to book because of this, because you have to book in advance and things like that.
And on the Valorant, you're filming? You're like,
so I'm a producer.
Like producing
producing
the show?
Exactly, yeah. So I'm a producer specifically in the graphics department. So whenever you see like, you know, in sports talk, like if you see the scoreboard at the bottom of like a basketball game or the full screen that shows stats, any of those things are considered graphics. They're not video.
Mm-hmm.
So I manage all that. And I also make all the like memes and stuff that we see on the show.
Nice.
So there's a lot of like ridiculous Photoshops that happen in Valorant. And that's all me making them.
No.
Yeah. Shit.
So let's talk beards, right?
Hey, yeah,
right.
Yeah, let's talk awesome, beard man. Health and ball health.
Oh,
that part, yes.
That's something I've been neglecting.
Ball beard health. Yeah. Let's do it all, man.
Sponsored by Manscaped.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we
No.
We're working on it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're working
that's
on
exciting.
It. If you
Do you want me to sponsor you guys? I can donate like 50 cents a month or something.
Pinky will donate.
That's not enough.
He could even join our Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, should I join the Patreon? Should I join the Patreon? Are we doing a little
just a little plug? Dude, do you remember your gamer tag from like Halo back
Japanties
in
the
Japanties
X?
Japanties X.
Yeah,
boy.
Hell yeah.
How did you remember that?
I just remember certain things I just remember, man.
So it happens on the show, like since we've been reminiscing and rewatching, like it was so long ago, so there's so many memories we like don't have. There's so much from the show.
Dude,
so much happened in 3 years. Like, we don't remember
crazy.
All of it. I love the details that stick. Like, Japanties X.
Japanties X.
Yeah.
Dude, I used
to
go ahead.
I think people really enjoyed hearing, like, we got to share, like, how much we got down on Halo at lunch.
Oh, my God.
And how angry Bully Loomer Kyle Swan would get.
Dude, like, all of us. The two of you were, like, the most nasty duo.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we were killing, bro.
Seriously,
the
swords. Shoddy swords.
Tell
him.
Let him know. Shoddy swords, yeah.
See, Rob is still frustrated.
Yep. Bro,
we told them. Daniel and I would dominate.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone would get real pissed.
Dynamic duo, man.
Like, it just... I want to win so hard, and I just don't have it in me. It's
dang. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is kind of bubbling up now.
Yeah. So you would be paired up with Kyle a lot then.
Which was
so
like, let's be honest. Kyle was like the worst of us.
Hey, but I mean, but he had that energy and aggression, so you thought he was going to do a great job.
I'm getting old, right? And one of the terms that I've learned recently about like Valorant and gaming is inting, which is like, I think it's like a League of Legends thing.
Okay.
But inting is like when you like rage really hard and then you just start feeding. You just run in, and die.
Oh, yeah, dang. Yeah.
And that's exactly what Kyle would do.
Yeah,
we just int super hard.
Yeah, just getting angry that he's losing. So then you're just playing dumber because you're just trying to get in there.
I'll show you. Yeah. Snipe him.
Do you remember Daniel's Halo catchphrase?
What?
Got him!
Oh my god. Well, then you started saying it, which made it even worse.
Even worse, yeah.
Holy hell. Damn, oh my god.
Yeah. Got him, bro.
Got him! And then Kyle's just like.
rage quit. But he wouldn't rage quit. He would int. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
He would just
which
lose.
Is kind of like a weird, like zen moment. Like, it's almost like he bathes in the rage, like the heat of the sun. Like, you get to the center of the storm and it's just calm.
Dude.
Yeah, Kyle had to, like, emotionally calm down after lunches, you know? Like, there was some heat coming back into shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen or talked to Kyle recently?
So he lives in, like, England now?
Yeah,
no,
okay.
A little bit
West France.
Yeah. And so, he'll visit every, you know, kind of infrequently.
Yeah.
I saw him, I guess it was almost a year ago at this time.
Okay, tight.
Nice.
So, man, I love that guy.
Me too, man. Great. I saw him in, I think, December. He was, like, in town for one night. I saw him for, like, 2 hours. I don't think I had seen him in 5 or 6 years.
It's like, dude, he is a different looking person entirely.
I mean, like,
kinda. Well, kind of, I guess.
Kinda.
In that, like, he grew the big beard. Yes. He wears the, like... I feel like I'm like dragging Kyle right now. He wears the transitions glasses, so sometimes he's got the shades on indoors.
Oh, dang. Wait, the ones that come up like this?
No, the ones that change color.
Automatically shift.
Gotcha.
Which is like the most grandpa thing ever. He is such like an early grandpa, it's hilarious.
Yeah, dang. I feel like he's the most...
He always has been, though. The first time he had sex, he was like...
The first time he had sex or we had sex?
Yeah, wait.
I heard we.
I was like,
no. You guys remember he was like, man, that's old hat. That's how I feel like Kyle went into it. Nobody else feels that.
He's a Birkenstock guy.
Do you know what I mean?
Which I think says it all.
Right?
Yeah.
He feels the most consistent. Yeah. Even though he's done some crazy shit with his life, he feels like when I see him, I'm like, man, some things don't change, and that makes me feel good. Kyle's still Kyle.
I really respect, like, he is so sure of himself.
Yeah.
That is a man who, like, just. Belly hanging out, hairy, you know, don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell yeah, man.
Yep.
Like,
dude,
I love it.
He's living a dope life. Yeah. When he came over, he showed me footage he shot of orca hunting humpback whale calves in Western Australia.
Orca hunting humpback whale calves.
Calves.
Which, for people who
don't know. Three orca hunting humpback whale calves.
So for people who don't know, he's like a diver, underwater cinematographer.
Yeah.
Like, he lives in the ocean.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. These
and
are
films for the BBC. He's doing incredible shit.
Yeah.
It was wild. He, like, showed me all that footage and then fell asleep on my couch.
Nice.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It was lame.
I love that guy.
Me too.
I find it funny because he and I were literally rivals in the show, but we are, like, the closest friends.
Yeah.
That is a person I consider my brother easily.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Totally. Yeah, you guys all lived out, too, while... filming, like, Daniel was in Long Beach, there was a chunk of us in LA, and Lindsay, Rob, and Kyle were out in Santa Clarita, which is outside of LA, I feel like there were, like, little pods of just, like, geography, so I feel like you guys hung
and
out
more out
there.
And that facilitated, now just let me strap in for the juicy bits.
Ooh, juicy
that
bits.
Facilitated us. Smoking weed for the first time.
Out
of an apple.
Out of an apple.
Yep.
Classic.
That's right.
Wow, this is some shit. Cause we talked about I smoked Daniel out for the first time. You guys smoked for the first time.
Some special stuff, dude.
Wow,
some special stuff.
Wow.
I remember sitting
stoners,
in the cage,
huh?
Right?
Oh. I totally fucked that up. I just went
one hand. Yeah, no, it's all good.
Sorry, the other hand was busy.
Sorry.
I had to leave for half the podcast, so you're good.
So it's been weird rewatching because, like, little memories come back that have just been, like, locked away for a long time, and I know you haven't been rewatching, but do you have favorite nuggets from set? Do you have favorite
I mean, I think about playing tag like daily.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Dude,
we had that. So, like, at the studio we worked at, we had that underground. Remember in the first season? Yes. It was all underground. Like, the all the production
tag was the best
and stuff.
In the first season.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was because like, we had a hallway, like a grid of hallways under the studio. Yeah.
Right. So, it was like literally directly below it. And you'd go down the stairs, and then it was just hallways. And then we'd all turn off the lights and play tag at full speed.
Yeah.
In the dark. Dangerous. Super dangerous.
Running around corners.
I believe there were a few black eyes that happened that had to be patched with makeup.
Yeah, for sure.
But I love that we were so committed to it. We're like, you know, this is, you got to bleed for the
And I was like, whatever you boys are doing. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I was like,
when we were kids, it was so fun. Second season, whatever we did physically always got shut down because someone fucked up. Like, it got fucked up.
Dodgeballs.
We started with tag on the second season around that set, but we didn't have those hallways, so we were running around the set, and I think like a piece of equipment was still out, and someone knocked over a light or tripped over a light.
Right,
was like, okay, guys, you can't play tag anymore.
Right.
So then we played like football outside, fell and cut my knee open, and they're like, you can't play that anymore. We started playing dodgeball, I think because of the dodgeball episode, and then Michelle Kim got Evelyn Kwong, the character, she got blasted in the face with a dodgeball being thrown by a grown crew member.
Like 3 days,
and
dude.
No joke, she had the texture of the ball on her face coming back from lunch. She had like the imprint of the kickball, and they were like, no more dodgeball.
Oh, man.
So eventually they had to give us foosball and Halo, something less physical.
Carpal tunnel.
Yeah. Were there any other outside of Ned stuff that you had like a set that where you, you know, got something revoked? Because I definitely did.
Oh, what? You know what? Revoked?
Revoked?
Yeah, like I shot this movie with Zac Efron like years and years ago, and we were filming.
Was
at
he
this...
hot?
He was so hot.
I knew it.
And we were shooting on this like golf course with, and it had like a hill.
High School Musical?
No, this is, you know what's funny is this was before High School Musical, and he had booked it while on the shoot that we were on.
I remember this.
Making fun of him. I was like, dude, that's so lame. A freaking musical.
Right.
Dude, like, okay, sing songs.
Good for you, nerd.
And then the next thing I know, it's like the thing that defines his life.
Right.
Like, oh, shit.
It sets him up for the rest of his life.
The rest of his life. It wasn't the movie with Jeremy Sumpter, was it?
That's while you were on Ned's.
Was it? Yeah, it might have been. Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, he's like, oh wow. Like, I was just like mind blown that you were on like two sets at once. That's like the first time that I like.
I have a funny story from that. But so we were on this like hill where we'd park at the golf course and then we'd go down to like a horse ranch. The movie's about horses. So we were just hanging out around. So, we take these golf carts down this hill. And every day, Zach and I were like racing the golf carts down the hill to the point where Zach actually flipped a golf cart like down the hill aggressively. And so then the golf course revoked the golf carts for the entire crew.
Oh.
So then everybody on the crew was like carrying stuff down this hill and back up the hill.
They were
so mad at us.
Oh,
or you guys.
Oof.
That's a good one.
That is a good
one. That's pretty
solid. Also, funny story on that set. It was in Georgia, so we were kind of like surrounded by like backwoods, and we were in a really rural town. Mm-hmm. And Zach was talking with one of the other cast members, Mike, and this random like hillbilly showed up out of the woods, and he tried to sell them a horse. And he's like, hey, and he had this like real thick like, hey, old man, I'm just trying to sell this horse now. And the audio guy recorded it because they were still wearing their mics.
Oh, wow.
And then at the end of the shoot, he gave out CDs of the recording of them having this conversation with this guy because they just kept going with it. Like, yeah, we're by horse. Like, what do you got? And so, like, it's like a 15-minute conversation with this, like, absolute, like, swamp hick. It's so funny. Yeah.
Just coming through the backwoods.
Yeah, just hanging
trying to
out.
Make some, I got to get rid of this
hey,
horse.
Man,
trying
you
to make
look
some
like
money,
you're
man.
Looking to buy a horse.
You got that look in your eye.
You got that
you could be
point.
A cowboy.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, come here.
Jeez. Do you remember how much he was trying to sell the horse for?
Whoa.
You know,
what are the economics of horse sales?
It was hard to understand through the lack of teeth.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
So Jeremy Sumpter, fun story. I'm just going to
go on.
So in the movie we did together, we were LARPing, which is live action role playing, which if you've ever seen those videos of like dudes with the foam, you know, weapons and they're dressed like fantasy characters and they're like, lightning bolt.
Yeah.
So we did a movie about that. And my character in one of the scenes, has like tapped him on the leg, so now he has to go down on one knee, and then he turns around at one point, and I get like a sucker swing on him. So we have these two big foam swords that I'm using that are like Final Fantasy, like giant big ass swords. And one of them is like a rigid sword for acting and talking, and the other one is a soft sword for stunts. Mm-hmm. And of course, we forgot to flip the swords out. Mm-hmm. So I go, there's a close up of Jeremy, and I'm behind him, and I do this like spin move, like full giant, like, wobbles! And I just slap the shit out of the side of his face, and he's got this like bruise, like straight line from the pipe, from the PVC pipe that was inside of it. And I just piped his ass. Oh, that sounds terrible. Damn, that's gonna get clipped.
Oh, no!
I've done it already.
That's what we're gonna leave
coconut
with.
Coconut head pipes Jeremy Sumter. Damn. Coconut head pipes Peter Pan.
And then we get, we'll get the thumbnail like, ooh, did I do that?
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
I piped up Jeremy Sumter.
So what was, I mean, what was your exact, like, reaction right after that? Like, did he make a big deal out of it?
I mean, he took the hit like a champ. Like, yeah. He really did, yeah. I will be honest. He was just, like, you know, kind of
cracking.
All right, we're gonna keep it moving.
So I did this Christmas movie a couple years back, this Netflix Christmas movie, Santa Girl. Check it out.
Yeah.
Hey.
Santa's daughter.
Jennifer Stone.
Nice. Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, she's awesome.
That is just one big cool.
I know. She's actually who got me on that movie, but she plays, like, Santa's daughter who goes to college, and I'm, like, the sweet
boy. That's actually real cute.
It's real cute. It's real cute. And I'm, like, the nice boy, you know, the affable young man she falls with for. There's like the douchey guy too, right?
Well,
and
that's more.
I'm telling the story.
Oh my god.
There's like the douchey guy that like is like with her, the Chad, right? Mm. And he's played by he's a local actor out of Virginia. He's new, right? He hasn't been on a lot of sets.
I love them. I love those.
Those local
and no, just to be clear,
God bless.
This whole set, like I was a little. This whole set was crewed by students.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
The DP, the director, Jen Stone, and me, and Barry Bostwick were people who had been on sets before. Everyone else, they didn't tell me this. The entire production and cast was then like crewed by like students and like local
people
who had never been on. They're learning. Yeah. Our sound guy was like a student, and they'd get up in the middle of the shoot and be like, gotta go to class. I'm like,
no.
What is happening?
No.
Okay, but so that's the context for this. So him and I have a fight scene. The Chad guy and my character, we have a fight scene. They're shooting him punching me first. And I'm like a little worried, right? Because he's never done this before. I'm just like, I'm telling him. I'm like, hey, dude.
Do not
hit me, man. Like, it's not, like, don't get this wrong. There's no margin for error. Like, if you hit me, it's not a good day on
set. I wonder where this story goes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't hit me, bro. I was saying it. I was saying it out loud. I was kind of joking, but I kind of wasn't. I was like,
we know that your jokes are 90% the truth.
Oh, yeah.
No. Anyway. I'm like, bud, don't hit me, okay? So I'm going on and on and on about it. We film his part. He doesn't hit me. It's all good.
Oh, no.
Wait a second.
You guys can see where this is going.
Oh, no.
So after all that, then we turn around.
You think you're safe.
And we get to my punch on him.
No, and you do.
And on the first one, I miscalculate
square
and I fucking
face.
Punch him in the jaw, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Like first take, full swing, jaw.
What the
hit
fuck?
Oh, man.
I felt so bad.
And did he know you from Ned's?
Yeah.
That's even funnier.
Oh, he hates you.
Wait. What did he say? Was he so just like, you?
He handled it like a total champ.
Like a gentleman. Like a gentleman.
Like a,
wow.
And I felt so bad.
We got to bring him on the show and have him punch his
I mean, for real.
Yes.
Oh, my God,
after
yes.
all the shit I gave him and then on my punch, like square in the jaw, didn't miss.
That's
and then
so
you
wow.
had to stay in character because you only get one of those.
Yeah.
You stayed in character?
Yeah, I stayed in.
Which is kind of even
actually,
funnier.
I might not have. I might have punched him and gone, oh.
Yeah,
fuck.
Just a death stare after you do it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the doghouse, bitch.
Welcome to Hollywood, bitch.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yo, that's messed up,
bro. I know, bro. I know.
That's not
it's
cool,
also hilarious.
Have you ever had any
stunt
fighting or physicality on set?
Not like random, yeah, but never where I got careless. harm an individual. Yeah, I only hurt myself like doing the worm and stuff.
Oh right, oh, right, right. That's what his scar is.
He has a scar. Yeah.
I got a scar right
a scar?
From Zeke
from
and Luther
doing the worm on bro. Set.
And on Ned's?
No,
on Zeke and Luther. This show after.
Dude, no way.
Man. Yeah, I
bashing his face doing the worm.
Yeah, I had to get like 3-4 stitches, man.
While he was trying to be cocky and do a little.
Was this on camera?
Or yes. On camera. Yeah, they have it on camera.
For
so,
a scene.
That's so funny, bro. Yeah,
it was is dumb. It the take they used? And did blood just start squirting immediately?
Oh, it was like more like a drip. It was
more like a
slow. You
got
to get into your storage and see if you can find it for us. That
I will.
Just,
I will look for it. I'll look for it.
You have the episodes?
It was
he has the blood.
He has the blood.
Yeah, yeah. He kept in the pile. So yeah. That I can't tell if that's like the coolest or lamest way to get
it's
a
one
scar.
Or the other. It's
right,
yeah.
Right,
leaning
right.
Towards lame. But.
Yeah.
I remember I did the worm at my 6th grade graduation, and I
didn't bust.
Nah, that's just not cool. That's really embarrassing. Yeah.
I mean.
Did they clap for you though when you did it?
No, nobody clapped. No.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Man, I was thinking about like things that just embarrass me now that I'm older, and I'm like, what the.
Oh
thinking?
Dear God, that's half why I was bawling last night.
You had like no shame.
I mean, well, that's the funny
on
part
Nets,
about it.
You had no shame.
That's what I mean. Well, that's what I mean. I've lived by that too. I know.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because like the character kind of is like a vessel to like just be uninhibited.
Mm-hmm.
But like in my personal life, I was like looking back at like, I used to go to like work wearing like tank tops. And
yeah.
I'd be like in a business setting with like executives. Like this production company I worked at, I was like pretty tight with the boss, and like he was a pretty like high level individual who'd be making these like big time deals with like networks and shit, and they'd be like suited up every day, and he'd call me as like I want to get your opinion on things, like an ear to the, like the young people, right? So he would always like bring me in, and I was so confident with myself that I was just like, whatever, man, like I'm just, you know, why do I gotta wear sleeves, you know? And so I would show up with like. Not even just tank tops, baggy tank tops.
Oh,
like nipple
meeting,
popping out.
Just taking it
in
to
a
the
meeting,
man. Yeah.
In a meeting with like the owner of like Planet Hollywood Hotel in like Caesar's Palace, you know, like that kind of shit. Like people that are made of a lot of money that go to like a lot of high level deals, and I'm like sitting there just like, I don't know, what do you want to do? Like just like chilling way too hard, and I look back on that like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
Yeah, there's a tip for the listeners for your adult life. Dress appropriately to your business settings.
I can totally resonate with that.
Nice to be comfortable,
nice,
but
yeah.
Like
I admire my own
sleeves,
confidence.
My guy.
Yeah, I admire my confidence at the time, but
yeah, that you're just like
you can go overboard.
Maybe a little too much. Yeah, yeah.
I used to walk to 7-Eleven, which was like half a block up the street, so like a little ways, and in my Pretty Little Liars robe. In my robe that I got as swag, and nothing fucking under that with my dogs, right? The
just advertising
fucking robe
yourself.
Lady, and just like buying candy and snacks and shit, and a copious amount, and then walking back, and I was like, what sort of like weird attention? Like, what?
Yeah, weird attention
they're
seeking.
At 7-11.
Weird attention, right?
Yeah.
It's weird attention.
Yeah. The 7-11 person's like, moment. Is that all? Okay, great. Ma'am, you're. Bush is hanging out.
Right? No, I
do you want me to hand it to the Bush?
Right?
Should I?
Nope. Give it to me. Same. I handle the funds.
Say thank you.
Say thank you. Yeah.
So I have a surprise for all of us.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Listeners, you're just going to have to enjoy this verbally, but watchers.
Oh, no. I think I know what this
listen,
is.
Listen, so... I asked Rob to bring something, and he didn't have
it. I didn't have it.
It's in
storage,
right?
I own it.
Rob has
I don't have
what
it.
You think he has, but you don't have it on you. It's
correct.
In a storage unit
correct.
Somewhere.
Correct.
So I thought it would be fun.
Oh, man. I hope this looks as good as I'm hoping.
Go on and grab one.
One? Oh, yeah. Wait. Okay. Then I... Okay.
Reach in and grab one, Lindsay.
We all have one.
Reach in. Oh, you got. Look, reach in got, and grab one for you, Dan.
You gotta denetify
yeah,
them.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
You
no
gotta denet.
Way.
Let's go.
Listen,
okay, hold on. I gotta
listen. They're not
up.
Gonna be perfect, but I just thought right. We could do the rest of this interview.
Oh yeah,
correct.
Ooh, this is kind of cute. I got
dude,
like little bangs.
Do I have
whatever.
The better one? Should I give him this one? I think he should have this.
No,
one.
You got the tiny. No, that's
like
tiny.
Have
okay,
the tiny one. Yeah. They're all perfect.
They're all perfect.
Lindsay got the blonde one.
Yeah.
You got the
so
Seth Meyers.
I just thought we
you guys,
could do.
I am Kate Gosselin.
Oh, there's a net on it you can take off.
There's a net on it?
Oh, yeah, that's why it's so tiny. Yeah, yeah, you're being...
that one's tiny anyway.
Or maybe you're like the lunch lady.
Listen, I ordered all different ones. Yeah, there's like a net on it.
I don't even know. How do I look in this?
So you look... You look fucking beautiful, Rob.
Oh, there's a net.
So like for the listeners, I ordered a bunch of different wigs that are close enough to Coco wigs. I really wanted the OG one, but it's locked in a vault beneath the Smithsonian.
Exactly.
Wow.
So fun, you kind of alluded to it. I did steal the wig at the end of production. They told me I could not have it, and I said... that's fine. You can have it. You can have it. Woink! And stole that.
Dude, I'm so glad you did that. That is your wig.
Would anybody ever
No
need
one
that
gets
wig?
To keep that except for you.
Oh
so
God,
I'm so glad
Steven,
you have
I
it.
Can't. You're such a little Dutch boy.
Oh yeah, right?
Says the blonde.
Says the little blonde boy.
You look like a member of ABBA. I understand why Pretty Little Liars wanted to do this to me. I look
I look like Justin Bieber.
I was going to say, you look kind of cool, man.
Daniel looks like the fun aunt who works at a hair salon.
We in here.
Honey, we going to do you right.
Honey, we going to do you right.
What do you want today, honey? Oh.
I feel like you look like the member of like a 60s like rock
No,
band,
you totally
like the Monkees
like,
or something.
Totally you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And this Rob,
it's
honestly,
called music,
you look like you could live in Menace. Like, right? You live in...
This is what Coconut Head's been up to since.
Right?
Know?
Yeah.
Nice. Got a little bit longer. Yeah, yeah, you got some length on it.
It sits different now.
He got laid finally.
Love
you know?
That.
Right. Yeah, dude. When do you think Coconut Head finally got laid, man?
Not gonna lie, I think he was getting laid the entire time.
Oh! Hey! Wait, are we talking about Rob or Coconut?
Coconut.
Coconut.
Yeah, the
Coconut.
Child.
The child. When did Rob first get his soil, his roots?
I was 19, I think. Yeah.
Oh, 19. Nice.
Yeah. So, nice. Fun fact.
We were all up in there.
So, fun fact, I have.
Okay. This guy.
Oh, man. Fun fact, I took a picture right after the first time I had sex and posted it to my Facebook with no context, and it's just my little Easter egg to myself.
Nice! Yeah.
So one of my photos on my
Every
Facebook
now and then
profile,
Facebook's giving you a memory.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And you know what it is.
Wow. It's like, I took this photo and I look so happy in the photo.
Oh,
yeah, it's a great day.
Bud,
congrats.
How long did the good times last?
About 30 seconds.
About 30 seconds. That's good.
In the back of a Prius.
Nice.
You lost your virginity in the back of a Prius?
Surprisingly roomy vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah, very roomy.
Got that big net.
God bless, man.
Pro tip if you're, you know, trying to hook up.
Yeah.
Prius. Find a Prius owner.
Yeah.
Prius.
Yeah.
Great gas mileage.
Yeah.
Very roomy.
I actually rode here in a Prius today.
Prius.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Well, sounds like you're doing some action.
Small world.
Do you guys know the story of how the wig thing became the wig?
Please
no.
Regale us.
Okay, so when I auditioned for the show,
pineapple.
It was supposed to be like a soft or like, you know, kind of the hairy outside of a coconut was the original intent of the haircut.
I thought it was pineapple head originally. Wasn't the guy
well,
originally pineapple
no.
head?
Okay, no.
No, in the pilot,
on the
right?
pilot,
yeah.
He was called Coconut Head, but his hair actually didn't resemble a coconut.
Like
it looked like the top of a pineapple, but we
you.
Called him Coconut Head. Oh. Made no sense. Was not effective.
You
recast.
It's trivia.
I remember this. Right?
Recast to Rob. Wait, so you're saying the haircut was supposed to look like the hairy outside of a pineapple, so not a bowl? It was supposed to just look
Yeah, so they basically,
frazzly?
When you auditioned for the role, there was like a disclaimer, like, you have to be willing to shave your hair off because we're going to shave your head and make it like awkward and rough like the outside of a coconut, like that hairy kind of weirdness.
What?
Wow. So I was like, you know, a newcomer to acting.
I'll do anything.
Yeah, I was just trying to do whatever I could. So I was like, yes, anything. I'll just do it. This is Nickelodeon. Like, I fucking love Nickelodeon. Like, yes. So I agreed to it and I'm on set. I'm nervous as all shit. I don't want to say anything because I'm so afraid that like I'm gonna step on somebody's toes and then, you know, you can't be in the industry or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, totally.
So I was like,
big fear.
Just yes, quiet, sitting in the chair. They've literally got the clippers turned on like this far from my head in that downstairs makeup room. Remember you come downstairs, it was right there.
Dude,
and
no.
Man, what was the woman's name with the blonde hair?
KJ?
KJ.
KJ.
Yeah, so she was going to cut my hair, and it literally Scott Fellows comes, like, running in. And he's like, hold on. Yeah, like, I'm talking this close to my head.
Yeah.
And I had this long, beautiful blonde hair, similar to what Lindsay's rocking right now. Yeah. And he was like,
no,
hold on. Can we do anything other than shave this kid's head? Because I feel really bad. Gotta love Scott Fellows.
Yeah. What a great guy. Right? Yeah.
So she was like, well, I could maybe figure something out. And she pulled out this like woman's wig with long hair. She's like, well, maybe I could kind of tie it up and, you know, just snip snip. And that's how the wig happened.
Wow. Yeah. I never knew this.
Like, full on dodging bullets.
Yeah,
like,
you were about to.
Yeah.
Also, that is so extreme for them to take up your hair and not consider.
And also, whatever they were going to do is the bob is it.
The bowl
bob is iconic. Yeah.
Not to mention, I was only supposed to be in the one episode for one line.
Oh, we love that.
Right?
You were willing to do that for one line.
I don't think I actually said anything.
Yeah, because the first episode is just like,
just showing him in the
hey,
hallway.
Don't get a new haircut. Yeah. Don't have your mom.
And then Kyle, Bully Loomer,
hey, look,
says,
it's Coconut Head.
Yeah.
And then he.
Yeah.
So you were only supposed to do that episode?
Yeah.
So your little cry and run away was so fucking enjoyable.
Oh my god.
They were
gosh,
like,
right.
This boy gonna be around forever.
Yeah.
Like, this dude. Kid's a fucking loser.
No,
oh my
dude,
god,
dude,
this.
Rewatching, it's reminded me why you're the most requested guest. Like,
yeah.
Anytime you pop up, I'm laughing out loud now at 32.
Yeah,
like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The line that really brought back so many memories from the first season was in the tryouts episode is you coming up and going, I didn't make it. And then you cry on Lindsay's shoulder.
I
didn't make it.
That was the first time that I was like, you're going to be fired for your unprofessionalism.
Because
like,
we couldn't get through it.
I wanted to so bad. Everybody was getting past that point where they thought it was funny. And I was like, it's killing me.
Well,
because
you go, I didn't make it. And then we try and give you a pep talk and you're like, ball on
and
Lindsay's
I had never
shoulder.
Seen it. Like, I just, you guys, I see several times when I laugh.
I love that though.
Yeah. I hate that.
No, you're wrong.
Listen, Jerry Seinfeld is my least favorite part of Seinfeld.
I know, but like even in Always Sunny, there are certain little clips where you see them about to break and it's in the show and it's fun. It's fun because you see the fun that's being had, you know?
Yeah.
But I know as an actor, you're like
me. You loser.
I'm unprofessional.
Yeah.
Bro. I don't believe it. You're not in the scene.
I used to be on Punk'd and I think
to talk about. I thought that was incredible.
So one of the episodes, there was a bit that never went to air, and I think it was because I was laughing.
Oh,
dude.
No.
Okay, for the listeners, for the watchers, I forgot about this.
Ashton Kutcher.
Rob was one of the prankster cast members Punk'd with Ashton Kutcher because Rob could play like a 14-year-old when you were like 20.
Yeah, so... Another fun fact. There's a lot of fun facts happening here.
Yeah.
I was 16 the day I booked, or the day of my 16th birthday was the day I booked Ned's. We shot that for 3 years, so I was 19 by the time we finished that. And I think when I was 18, I booked Punk'd.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was much older than, you know, the age I was portraying.
Yeah, and you were the oldest cast member of the kids on set.
Yeah.
Like, Rob, people don't know, but like, yeah, you're 3 years older than me or something, three or four?
Three.
Like, so you were... older than all of us, but so Punk'd.
Deep breath.
How was your Punk'd experience? Because I remember I came and got to hang out like in the Punk control booth.
Yeah.
While you Punk'd Zach Braff, I think
you were there for that one.
Yes.
Oh my.
Where he like
kind
of yelled in your face.
Oh, he did more than yell.
Yeah.
Grabbed. I don't want to get him in trouble, but yes,
man.
He swung at me and tried to hit me, but thanks to my large coat, it caught in the coat and did not hit me.
Ooh,
yeah.
I give him the
permission to do so because I was fucking with him so hard.
Yeah, Rob was spray painting his Porsche and then just like being a dick about it.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, which one didn't air?
It was with JoJo, the singer JoJo, who was on the pilot of Ned's.
This is crazy.
Yeah,
world.
She played Lisa Zemo in the pilot, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
JoJo, the singer. Get
off right. Oh, yeah. We know her.
Oh, do you have a picture of her? Oh, my God.
No.
Oh. I have a shrine of her.
Exactly.
Just a picture. No, but I booked that show. That show was so crazy because it was like secret agent activity, right? Like, I got the audition at like 9 p.m. one night. To audition for Punk'd. And then they called me back at like 11 p.m. and were like, can you be here at 4 a.m.?
Oh.
Yeah, it was like that fast.
Whoa.
And then you're there for like 10 hours ahead of time because they don't know if people are gonna show up early and they're setting up all the hidden cameras and stuff. So you get there, I got there at 4 a.m., but you know, we weren't actually doing anything until like 10 a.m. Wow. And it was the first episode was an episode with Serena Williams where I steal this car in front of her.
Yep.
And fun fact about that, I didn't have my driver's license at the time. So I had a learner's permit because my whole thing was like, I'm not going to drive my parents' asses around because I know what this is a sly thing to like get me to drive them around for 3 years.
Yeah.
I just want to drive myself around. So I'm going to wait till I'm 18 and then go straight to driving myself around. So I didn't get a driver's license for a long time. So the producer had to lay in the back of this vehicle that I stole because I couldn't drive without an adult. So I drive away from Serena Williams. She sees me drive off. That's the gag. It's like, oh, this kid stole a car. I drive around the corner so the producer can hop in the driver's seat and take us to location B where this whole thing is going to end. Serena Williams is like a superwoman. And she gets in the fucking driver's seat and just starts chasing me. So she's like, I'm going to save this kid. So she's actually like, God bless her. She's an amazing person. She chases us and catches up to us like 3 blocks later at a light. And she pulls up next to us. And I'm sitting now in the driver's seat with this strange man. And so Ashton's in my ear like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Because they're in like a chase car that has like all the setup.
Yeah.
And so he's talking to me in my ear. He's like, make something up. So I'm like, this is my special friend and we're going away together. We've been meeting on weekends and he said he was going to take me away and all this stuff, right? And she's like,
oh my God.
And she's like in the red light, like, baby, don't do it. Like, she's like, just like, oh no.
Oh,
and so the producer is like, this is it. Like, we spent so much money. Like, fuck, fuck. He's freaking out. So he just starts peeling out down Ventura at like 80, like 80 miles an hour, like, boom, 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 like an action movie. And I'm like, I'm going to die today. Like,
oh,
I'm in the
passenger
seat. And Serena is chasing us the whole way. Like, we literally go through back alleys behind. You know how sometimes, like, buildings will all be connected alley paralleling
totally.
The street? So he literally, like, dips into the alley, and we're, like, hitting boxes like an action movie.
Shit.
He somehow evades her after, like, 6 miles of driving. Like,
no!
I'm not kidding. Like, it was so absurd. And she eventually catches up, and we do the bit. But when you see it on air, which you can find on YouTube, it's completely cut out. It's I drive the car away, and then she gets to the end, and there it is.
Wow.
But none
they
of
cut
that,
out the fact that...
yeah, they cut out all of
the
that.
The fact that there's a chase scene through LA.
Yeah,
the fact that you didn't have a license when you took the car.
Yeah, like, it was absolutely insane. Yeah.
Dang it.
My God.
That's wild. How long did you work on that?
It was a short period of time, because once you get recognizable, it's kind of kills it. You know?
Yeah.
They need people that can't be recognized.
Yeah, I did like 5 bits.
Yeah.
And I think that turned into like 4 episodes.
Yeah.
So whenever I drive past the liquor store that you did the Zach Braff one, like I remember it.
It's on Sunset,
somehow
right?
On Sunset near the Rock and Ralph's, like Sunset La Brea.
Oh, yeah. I love that Rock and Ralph.
But yeah, I came and watched his his Zach Braff business, which was super intense. Did you work with Dax Shepard too?
I did not. That was the season before me, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Ryan Pinkston was on the first
season. Yeah, that's right.
We didn't really know each other.
Pinkston,
we're like very distantly related, like way back. Like,
yeah.
Like when the boat came over to America, they went north, we went south.
Okay.
Wow.
So
you got those punk jeans.
Just got those punky jeans.
Yeah.
Dude, you remember Shaky Face? He was the one who put us up on Shaky Face.
And you guys
Shaky
made that
face.
Shirt for me.
Oh,
I remember
man,
that.
I forgot about Shaky Face.
Ready, you guys, you want to do it?
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't work without a camera.
Unless we take
we
a still.
Frame.
Yeah, we can freeze frame. Should we all look there and do shaky face?
Yeah.
Three,
two,
one.
With the coconut energy.
Whoa!
My brain works different now.
She's shedding.
This used to not hurt my brain,
Wait,
but now it
does. Oh, that really does. Oh, man.
Do you know about
35.
The... Oh, God, that hurts.
Oi.
I'm so sorry. I don't even...
This is so
knocks
funny.
The thoughts right out my head.
Want to trade?
You read
it.
Want
to
trade?
Is it bad?
It's perfect.
Oh, okay. I feel like I just naturally fit wigs now.
Yeah, you know how to do them.
Yeah, I feel like my skull kind of like bent.
So do you, one of my favorite things that I recall is like just the pinky scream. It wasn't really a scream. It was more like a guttural. Like
a pig noise?
You look amazing.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Hey, this
Thank
might
you,
be
Lindsay.
A look, man.
Yeah. I feel like you could definitely be in like a Swedish rock group.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Show.
Definitely.
Yeah, come to Berlin.
Berlin.
We have good times.
For part of the Valorant like video game tournament stuff, we went to Iceland a few times. And the first time we went, there was this like actively erupting volcano, which was like the coolest thing ever. We hiked up this hill and we were watching this volcano in person. It was so sick. And exploding into the air like crazy. But Iceland was in the Eurovision Song Contest at the time.
Yeah.
And like everyone in Iceland is so friendly, but they're all like very weird. And we would all be on this hillside watching this volcano and it would go and like shoot into the sky. And then every time that would like finish and the noise would stop, this one guy would just play the Eurovision song from Iceland, just like over his head, like say anything. And he'd just sit there and just play it, the same song. And we were there for like 6 hours and he just played one song the entire time. Just like representing like to the volcano, like, yeah, we support you.
Wow.
Yeah. Great. So I kind of love these people.
It's great.
But he kind of looked like you.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. It feels right. I can't see how I look, but I feel how I look.
I get that vibe.
You know what I mean?
You look like, yeah, look you look like Seth Bowers.
This is a little Seth Bowers, right?
Bowers. I said Myers.
Take him down this year, Cookie.
Yeah, we got
to
do.
Dude, did you guys ever talk about Lil Nas X being Seth for Halloween?
Crazy. How crazy was that?
Yeah. That was so cool.
What a niche outfit, dude. Yeah. What a niche Halloween costume.
I respect that.
I loved it.
Majorly.
I remember when I went as Coconut Head.
Oh, yes.
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 And Carly went
as Ned. So Missy Meany went as Ned and Lindsay went as Coconut Head to like a set Halloween party. I remember that.
I wore boxers. I stuffed my pants with the coconut and I got the wig. I was like so proud of myself.
I feel like the two of you are kind of like the mirrors of the two of us in a weird way.
I know. I can see that.
Yeah.
I could absolutely see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, we were all very close.
We were all very close.
We're all very incestuous. We're all very incestuous.
Those sleepovers at Kyle's, I just remember I slipped over once, and I was like, why would I ever be sleeping over at Kyle's?
Well, there'd be like 30 people.
Yeah, like a be a lot of us.
Yeah,
right,
like, let's
but
go
like
swimming.
Group sleepovers are like weird.
Movie theaters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was very little
You guys
sleeping.
Are either touching each other or somebody else, so it's different.
I went only a couple times. Leave that over there with that. Man.
Do you ever get like dressed up for sets or anything or go crazy? Or?
I do. Well, yeah, like I definitely like for Pinky as like a, I see Pinky as more like a character.
Yeah.
Like than necessarily like me on stage.
Yeah.
Sorry. The
yeah,
DJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, like
I try
alter
and,
ego.
Yeah, so I see Pinky as kind of like this like, embodiment of like a party vibe. Mm-hmm. So I try and kind of dress the part because I feel like, especially as a DJ, there's not much like you're doing on stage that's like visually interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously you're doing things, but people can't
it
tell.
It doesn't
what
look,
doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like playing
it's not the same as drumming or shredding a guitar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I feel like as the DJ, you're kind of the people are looking at you to be like, I'm going to reflect your vibe. If you're having a great time, I'm going to have a great time. You're kind of the cheerleader for everybody. So I try and like, you know, take it up a notch and give people that energy.
Hell yeah.
Let's whip out these tips.
Real quick.
That's why I was
you gotta,
like,
you gotta,
be like,
took a second.
You gotta get better at segues, my guy.
I'm like, Jesus.
Get right into it.
Daniel is aggressive. Wow. No, before we do, over the years, I have seen many fans send me photos of them dressed up as Coconut
for
Halloween.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I want to request, any of the fans out there who have those photos, send them our way.
Send them.
Tag Ned's Pod in the
Pinky
story,
Pink.
And tag Pinky Pinkston because I've seen those over the years. Like I remember, like people every now and then are like, "Look, my friend was Coconut Head for Halloween," and it always makes me laugh.
Dude,
so
every
good.
Halloween I get a ton of these, like on Instagram specifically because I'm most active on there.
Yeah.
Like entire sororities will dress up. It'll be like 40 girls.
Oh,
like, and it's like the craziest thing ever. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Does it feel good to have played such an iconic
character?
Yeah.
It's funny because like I definitely didn't see that in myself at the time, but like, and I still don't really see it in myself, but I, knowing that like it organically became a meme is my favorite thing because I'm like such an internet addicted person.
Yeah.
Totally.
That like knowing that I didn't force it.
Yeah.
People just kind of.
Yeah.
Dude, you were a meme before memes existed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You literally
like you were a
and
meme.
And then you jumped on that social media platform and ran. Your little coconut legs just ran.
Booty right up.
So good.
okay. So at the
would you DJ an event for us as Coconut Head if we do like
yeah,
a podcast?
Hell yeah.
Oh yo.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes, we might do like live podcast shows, you know, around. So
dude, hell yeah,
we do Coco DJ,
right?
Dude.
Easy,
ooh.
crazy.
We love it. I'm in love with the coco.
Hey.
I love to play very derpy music too, like just to kind of throw people off.
So yeah.
It'd be fun to kind of get like a derp set.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not that derpy. Like still fun music.
Yeah.
So
I'm just saying, yeah. Yeah.
So at the end,
the wig is taking over.
Yeah, no, I know. I have to pick my kids up in 20.
I don't know.
So, you've just fallen apart.
I just fall, yeah.
Honestly, so at the end of our episodes, we try and...
whip out some
We
tips.
Try and, based on any of the things we've talked about, we try and summarize each of us with one tip for the audience at home about any of the things we've talked about.
Okay.
So do you have a tip for the listeners?
I mean, I'm kind of riffing right on the spot.
Yeah, that's how we do it here.
Okay. It does it have to be related to things we already talked about, or just thing on the mind?
Anything you want.
Yeah, whatever you.
Okay.
Anything you want. Choose your own adventure.
I will say this: coming here, I was really nervous. I was like incredibly nervous because I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna say. You know, I haven't seen you guys in forever, and so like it's kind of breaking the ice and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, totally.
And that's something that I often encounter in my personal life is like I'm a pretty anxious individual. So I definitely, deal with nervousness as a thing. Even going on stage, right? Like every show I've ever played, I thought like I'm gonna die before I go on the stage. And then I go on the stage and then it's, oh, you're on the other side of it now and it's amazing, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like if there's any advice I can give to another person, it's that like that anxious energy that you have within you, like know that that is something that is natural, but also is something that you can kind of be friends with.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't have to be something that is like this horrible thing. And every time it shows up, it's like it's back and the fear and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Every time you've ever addressed something that you're nervous about, you come out on the other side feeling so much better. So, yeah.
Amen.
I would say I'm having a great time right now, and I was nervous before this.
And just this whole interview reminds me of this like video I watched where it was like, good friends are not the people that you're in constant contact with. It's the people that you really just pick back up with where you start. And I felt that with each and every one of you. And
it's so exactly freaking, the same with like, you. Awesome dude.
It's so simple, right? Again, like, you really feel like you're regressing, but not in a negative way. Like, you know, it's nice.
I for sure had more nerves the first day we were doing this back.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
We haven't really hung out a lot. Like, what's the podcast going to be? What's it going to be like talking about Ned's? Like, all of that. And then we got here and it was just like, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. And I was like, tight, we're back.
Great.
We're back. Do you guys have a tip?
Yeah.
Mine was just that. You like those good friends, like, I don't know. Those are your people. Sometimes friends can be needy. I've just kind of like discovered what that is. And you know, you need to check in with them all the time, but people that you can just ride with, you know, and know that that connection was pure and based on something really lovely.
I love it.
I mean, I think with Kyle, that's kind of the situation, right? We don't see him very frequently.
Didn't see him for 5 years. And when I was hanging with him, I'm like, oh, that's my bro. Like, friend. That is friend for life. Yep. Like, I know Kyle forever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah,
what you got, Dandy?
My tip would be, guys, you are cool with or without the wig, just like this man right here, Robbie Pinkston. Right?
Wow.
Behind those filters.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
But an addendum to that, my tip is wigs are really fun.
Yes, I agree. And is there a coconut head filter?
There should be.
There should be. Who makes filters? my addendum to my tip is I crashed a neighbor's party once. My neighbors sounded like they were having a good time. Me and my roommate, we were like, let's go over there. Their party, here's a very simple theme to make a party really fun. It was just a wig party. That's it. So they had a ton of wigs there. It's such a simple way to just take it up from just normal party to a little bit silly fun time.
Yeah.
Like everyone was a little more free because they're like, here, you got to put on a wig. Like, first of all, we crashed and we hadn't met them. And they're like, welcome, you're our neighbors, put on a wig. Yeah. And then everyone's in a wig and it just opens up the space a lot more. So really fun, simple theme for a party, a wig party. Buy a bunch of cheap wigs, give them out.
Love that.
That is a great idea.
This was our wig party.
Wig party. And do you see how silly fun time it was?
Silly fun time.
Everyone do the Ringo
names?
Head bob.
Do we have names now? Like, we with these names. Wigs?
Wait, you guys, Bob.
I feel like we've become myself. New people with these wigs.
Well, you're...
Do I have to?
You're still coconut. Sorry, bud.
That's fine.
Sorry, bud.
That's fine.
It has been just an absolute blast. I've got to go get my bangs trimmed.
Aunt Barb.
That's Aunt Barb.
Barbara? Oh, yeah, Aunt Barb. 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 Yeah, definitely
that's
a Barb.
That's Barb.
100.
Yeah.
Yep. 100.
100.
I'm kind of seeing Keith.
It's Keith.
It's Keith. And oh, you're definitely like a Yon.
It's Kithy. Yeah, Yon. It's actually Kithy. It's Kithy.
Oh, Kithy. Yeah. They couldn't tell what gender you were when you were born. They're like, Kithy. It's kind of both.
We'll figure
yeah,
out
well,
later.
Yeah, it can sort itself out.
And oh my God. You are just.
That's Coco.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sorry. Come on, yeah. Come on.
It looks so good in like you just
dude,
it.
Dude, kicked it up.
Why didn't we ever? We should have done that on the show. It's like,
saw,
anyway,
we love you, Rob.
I love you guys.
We love you so much. So good to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being
coconut
here.
Head.
Of course.
Start up. We out of here.
Bye.
Thanks so much for watching this episode of Ned's Declassified Podcast Survival Guide. To check out clips from this episode, go check out Podco's YouTube channel. And for more weekly bonus content, come on and join our Patreon. There's plenty of room here. Thanks so much, and see you guys next week.